Welcome to The Oscar Show, a weekly program focusing on scholarship, creativity, and research, produced by WTJU and the College of Arts and Sciences at the University of Virginia. I'm Jacob Cannon. In last week's show, we examined Philander D. Chase, who recently retired as senior editor of the Papers of George Washington, housed at the University of Virginia's Alderman Library. In today's show, written by Karen Doss Bauman, a freelance writer living in Bridgewater, Virginia, we look at Rachel Beaton, a first-year grad student at the University of Virginia, whose galactic discoveries have earned her international attention. First-year graduate students aren't usually given historic research assignments, but after years of waiting for the opportunity to make their first observation on the Large Binocular Telescope, or LBT, in Tucson, Arizona, UVA's astronomy faculty voted last fall to bestow the honor on first-year graduate student Rachel Beaton. Beaton used the LBT, whose construction was completed last fall and is the world's largest optical telescope in which the university shares ownership, to take images of one of the breakthrough discoveries she made before receiving her undergraduate degree, a dwarf galaxy she had discovered in 2006. Beaton, a Jefferson Scholar's graduate fellow, said, "I was very flattered to be the first astronomer from UVA to receive data from the LBT, while realizing how significant it is to have the first UVA observations taken with the LBT. I suppose my main excitement is having the potential to learn so much more about the galaxy itself." Beaton found the unusual dwarf galaxy dubbed Andromeda 14 while conducting a survey of the Large Andromeda Galaxy, which scientists call M31. A Milky Way neighbor about 2.5 million light-years from Earth and thought to be the largest of the local group of galaxies. While most nearby dwarf galaxies appear to be satellites bound by gravity to larger local group galaxies such as M31 or the Milky Way, Andromeda 14 seems to be moving too fast to be bound to either system. Beaton said, "Andromeda 14 may be falling into the local group for the first time or even just passing through, making Andromeda 14 an intergalactic rogue with a unique life story compared to nearby star systems." She added, "Another possibility is that M31 may be more massive and exert a much stronger gravitational pull than astronomers thought." Her advisor, Stephen Majewski, professor of astronomy, said, "Either result would be interesting because of what scientists might learn about the nature of dwarf galaxies and the evolution of galaxy systems in the local group. Beaton's data from the LBT may help resolve the mystery." Finding Andromeda 14 isn't Beaton's only contribution to the field. In the 1990s, M31's status as a twin and research model for the Milky Way was shaken when astronomers, including professor of astronomy Michael Strutsky, discovered that our home galaxy contained a bar-shaped formation of stars in the center. Beaton settled the debate in 2005 when she found a similar bar in M31, using data from a large infrared survey of the sky led by Professor Strutsky. As a result, in March 2006, Beaton was invited to Marseille, France, to work with world-renowned astronomer Léa Athanasola, an expert in galactic bars. Beaton also presented her work at the Universitas 21 Undergraduate Research Conference in Brisbane, Australia. Described by Majewski as a phenomenal student with enviable organizational skills, Beaton is committed to mentoring young scientists at the high school and college levels. She is also a well-rounded person who has been active in the Cavalier Marching Band and the university's chapter of Kappa Kappa Psi, a national music fraternity. With at least 4 years of graduate studies ahead, Beaton is not making firm career plans, but will continue studying M31 and Andromeda 14. She loves doing research, and her discoveries have only fueled her scientific curiosity. Beaton said, "Discoveries like these often pose more questions than they answer. So what I felt at the initial moment of discovery was an overwhelming sense of the potential these could have in my field, a sort of wide-eyed awe at what these discoveries could do." You've been listening to The Oscar Show. I'm Jacob Cannon. Join us next week, when our topic will be a recent Center for Politics event, Reconsidering the Presidency, held at the University of Virginia in April 2008. For more information about scholarship, creativity and research, please visit www.oscar.virginia.edu. Did you miss a show? Then go to www.wtju.net and click on Blogs and Pods, or visit www.cvillepodcast.com. Questions about this program? Please call WTJU at 434-924-0885 or email at wtju@virginia.edu.